Welcome to the Thursday, April 20th, closed session meeting of the Los Osos Community Services District. Welcome everybody in the audience, staff, board. Okay, I'm going to read the agenda, the basics of the agenda for the closed session hearing, and open it up to public comment.
President Chicker, you should really have roll call.
That's what I was thought I couldn't. Mrs. Vega, could we have a roll call, please?
Director Sennett.
Present.
Director Cecenia.
Here.
Director Tacker.
Here.
Vice President Fouché.
Here.
President Schicker.
Here. Thank you, Mrs. Vega. Okay. 5.6.8, to give him instruction with regard to the setting of sales prices and terms for disposition or sale of district property. Parcel numbers 074229, 017, 074222, 022073 and 074022074. Parties with whom negotiations may occur are as yet unknown. Those are the items on the agenda, and we'd like to open it up to public comment at this time. 3 minutes per person. Who would like to speak?
Good evening. My name is Al Barrow. Thank you very much. I was wondering regarding, since we have so many lawsuits and so many different respondents, if now might be a good time to look into, there's a word for it, not facilitation, but negotiation. What's the right word for it? Mediation on some of these to see if we can't get them solved and get them out of the way. Is that a possible strategy? Thank you.
Mrs. Biggs, any comment at this time about mediation or arbitration?
Well, I can only comment that certainly the board is looking at all methods available to resolve these lawsuits, including without limitation, mediation.
Yeah, good idea. Looking at that. Yes. Mrs. Biggs, could you repeat your statement? I think Mr. Barrow didn't have his earphones on yet.
I'm sorry. My voice is not as clear as it should be either. Certainly the board is looking at all means of resolving the pending litigation. It takes, of course, a cooperative spirit on both sides, not just one side. But mediation is certainly a possibility.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. McPherson.
Good afternoon. President Schicker and board, staff. Another beautiful day in Los Osos and too beautiful to be indoors. I noticed that on the agenda for tonight are several cases, and I really wanted to commend you and thank you for making it so clear in the table that's attached, pending litigation update. It makes it pretty clear on the matter, the due dates, and the status, which never was clear before. We just had some numbers. So I want to thank you for that. It helps a lot. I noticed that there's a total of, 15 lawsuits, it looks like? 15? Anyway, it looks like that if you read them and if the public reads them, and I'm sure they're on your website, that 12 of the 15, 13 of the 15? Anyway, it looks like most of these have been brought by the taxpayers' watch or are as a result of the last board's actions against the community. So I think it's really interesting that we're spending our money fighting these guys. And so it occurred to me that it's very much like if somebody attacks you and then slashes you and then blames you for going to the doctor and spending the bill to get sewed up. Anyway, I just appreciate your hard work, and I wanted to just tell you that. And I also wanted to tell you that I think that it's really important that that Measure B, and I'm just saying it because I know what happened in court this week, but that in joining with them to stop this travesty. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Dugan?
Dave Dugan, Los Osos. I had written something here. I wasn't not going to be so nice as everybody else. So I'm going to actually shorten this. I don't believe for us to pursue Major B is a good idea. I think it's a waste of money. I'm not really impressed with the performance of the legal counsel in this. But Major B is dead. Let's just dump it into a shallow grave, kick some dirt in its face, and walk away. This LLCSD betrayed the intent of Major B and was willing to bargain it away. He has been found invalid, and like a dead horse tied around the neck of the district, he has become putrid and foul like a dead weight. And it's going to sink the district even further into debt. Major B is an... for these lawyers and this general manager to continue to advise this board to litigate Measure B is unfathomable, since essentially this board killed Measure B by delaying its enactment. Measure B is dead, and this necrophilia love affair with this measure is sickening and a waste of time and monies. I remember I hand-carried a letter to this board on November 10th, 2005, asking when you were going to enact Measure B. I got no reply. In that letter, I asked if you were going to keep Measure B in a political limbo, and I was naive enough to think that we could have a June election on Measure B. But what we got instead in June is a LAFCO hearing. Measure B at one time had a chance of protecting the district, but like an unwanted child, it was aborted and tossed in the refuge pile of neglect, and no amount of legal CPR is going to raise it from the dead. Let it go and stop throwing good money after bad. You got bad advice in bargaining with it, and you're getting the same bad advice from the same people. Save the district some money and let it go. Save the district some money and let those lawyers go too. I'm just wondering where this money's going to come from to pay for all this legal action. What funds are you going to raid to pay these lawyers for these losing lawsuits? I heard the fire department's next. I don't think that's a good idea. Thank you.
Mrs. Biggs, on Mr. Dugan's comment regarding a November 10th letter he sent about when we would enact Measure B, it's my understanding that Measure B was automatically enacted 10 days after the election. Am I correct or am I wrong?
That's correct. The board had no authority to enact or not enact it. It was enacted by the people, and it took effect 10 days after the election.
Okay, thank you. Margetson.
Richard Margetson. I want to talk about the Barnard Construction and Montgomery Watson Harza lawsuits. In lieu of the fact that both of those companies contributed $10,000 to the... The other thing I want to talk about, there was a comment made today at the LAFCO public comment session that the district under your control has spent $1.3 million in legal fees. I have attended all of the finance committee meetings, and I've never seen that number. I don't know where that number's coming from. I would like some clarification. I don't believe it's anywhere close to that. And then my last comment deals with the Taxpayer Watch lawsuits. And I just have a question. Does anybody on the board or staff know or have any idea what their qualifications are for membership? You know, is it that you must contribute to the Taxpayer Watch group? Is it that you must, write letters to the editor, make phone calls? I would think one of the big things would be attend meetings. Taxpayer Watch, in every other community, court watches in every other community, they're at the meetings. They're observing. Now, you can watch these meetings on TV, but you can't watch any of the committee meetings on TV. And the people that are heading Taxpayer Watch, I haven't seen at one committee meeting since the board was recalled. And I've been at almost every one of them. It's a concern for me. I think if you're, I think there's members of the audience here that have gotten up and spoken today that are more qualified to be on the Taxpayer Watch Committee than those that are. That's it. Thank you. My time's up.
Thank you. Ms. Biggs, do you have any comments about Mr. Martin's questions?
The Taxpayers Watch group, as we understand it, is merely a name given to a group of individuals who have gathered together to bring the lawsuits against the district. The court does not require that there be any membership or formal association of such groups, merely a collection of individuals calling themselves a group is sufficient to create an entity for purposes of litigation. So that's, as I understand it, that's really all the Taxpayers Watch is.
I have a question on one of his comments that I'd like to ask. When the contractors donated money to the campaign, the recall campaign, the $10,000 each, Bernard and Montgomery Watson Harza, are we looking into the fact, is that election tampering, electioneering?
No.
Not really? It's just, it's not those things.
They are as free to give to whoever they choose in an election as anyone else. They do have reporting requirements, and that's, in fact, how we know that that was what they did. But there's no prohibition that I'm aware of.
And then the $1.3 million legal fee. Where did the number come from? Why would Taxpayer Watch report that number? Where would it have come from?
I don't know. I asked, Mr. Blesky may have a better idea. I know that certainly our firm has not received 1.3.
Thank you. Interesting about that 1.3 million. Ms. Biggs here says that she never received it, but has it been billed? Big difference. You haven't billed anything like that. So it may be false information. Thank you. But we haven't seen any financial things from your board lately. This directly affects litigation. John R. Cuny, 1937, 39 11th Street, and 1947, 49 11th Street, both in the PZ. President Schicker and board. The LOCSD has a yearly income of slightly more than $3 million coming from property taxes and water revenue. This money comes from the property owners of Los Osos, with the exception of grants. Any debts the LOCSD incurs and have incurred will be paid by all the property owners in the LOCSD and renters in increased rents. That includes the people up in Cabrillo Estates and other people. We're all part of the LOCSD. The property owners within the LOCSD jurisdiction are legally responsible for the debts. If the debts are not paid, the properties can be liened. It makes no difference if the property is out of the prohibition zone. So far, we owe $6.6 million for the RWQCB fines, $6.5 million to be returned for the SRF loan, $1.7 million bonds spent pursuing Tri-W project not built, $2.2 million paid to LOCSD by prepaid assessment, project not built, $1.1 million due to MWD for work performed, $27 million owed to the contractors, for work performed, project suspension, loss of profit, $2.1 million in fines accumulating since October 1st, 2005 at $10,000 a day. That's $60 a month for all property owners. $220,000 to Ripley. Well, you can cut me off.
No, you have...
$1.3 million.
Do you have another minute, sir?
All right.
Okay.
$150,000 excess of yearly pay for Blesky. And then we've got the earth systems, you know, 40 foot, 7 feet by 4 feet deep. Really doesn't fit in my yard down in the PZ zone. But we're all responsible for this. It comes to a little bit less than $63 million. Credit rating's been destroyed. Now you want to borrow money from fire and water funds for lawyers. Basically, what I figure is fire all you. We haven't won a single case, the LOCSD. Fire all your ineffective lawyers immediately. Fire Mr. Blesky immediately. Sue the lawyers for errant omissions. Briggs produced a fatally flawed Proposition B, costing us, the property owners and taxpayers, a little bit less than $63 million. We got nothing by their bad advice. Dissolve the LOCSD and resign immediately. Do the right thing. No more pie in the sky and false promises. I'm sorry that the Regional Water Quality Control Board doesn't go along with you, because I happen to believe in ponding systems and things of that nature.
right. Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Madam President. Madam President. A couple of things. First of all, let's just note that just a point of order is that this is not general public comment, and the speaker spoke off agenda. The other thing is that I just meant to note that for having all of these...
Get you the information you need. You deserve it, and you'll get it.
Is there any way that we can get information via PDF files on the LOCSD?
Okay, let's look into it.
It would make a lot of difference
okay.
for all of us.
We'll look into it.
Correct a lot of problems.
Thank you. Who else would like to speak on the closed session agenda? Who hasn't spoken yet? Would anyone else like to speak on the closed session agenda this evening? Seeing no one, we'll close public comment on closed session. We'll adjourn, and we'll see you at 7 p.m. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday, April 20th meeting. Apologize for the seating arrangements at 8 p.m. Is that correct? The room will open up. So we had a little bit of conflict on the room, so apologize. First, we're going to report out of closed session, and if anybody needs any handouts, the agendas are over there. Can you hear me at all? It's tight on the microphone. Hey, Bob? This is what we have to do because of the glitch in the room. Okay, first, can everybody hear now? Okay, we're going to first have a report out of closed session. Mrs. Biggs?
Yes, President Schicker, though, I think you need roll call again.
Oops, did it again. Sorry. Mrs. Vega.
Director Sennett.
Present.
Director Sasania.
Here.
Director Tacker.
Here.
Vice President Fouché.
Here.
President Schicker.
Here.
Thank now.
You. Okay, now, report out of closed session, please.
Yes, the Board of the Los Osos Community Services District met in closed session with regard to pending litigation under the provisions of Government Code Section 54956.9A on the cases that are listed in the agenda, and there was no reportable action taken on those matters. They also met with regard to anticipated litigation, Government Code Section 54956.9B, and again, no reportable action was taken. Finally, the board met with regard to potential disposition of real property in closed session to confer with Dan Bleski, its property negotiator, under the provisions of Government Code Section 54956.8. And again, there was no reportable action given or taken at this time.
Thank you very much. And that concludes report out of closed session. And just bear with us on the... You have to stay. You can watch at home. But we would surely love for you to stay. So just wanted you to know that item B has been pulled. Okay, so we're going to start with a presentation on the Earthship system installation. Oh, Mr. Bleski?
Madam President, there's a couple other things on the consent calendar.
Okay.
I just wanted to note that 5 and 6 have been, as per the agenda, moved to May 4th meeting. That will be a regular meeting. And item 8, to borrow from the MTBE Settlement Trust Fund, that we've pulled that as well.
Item 8?
Item 8, under consent. The only other change is that the presenter for the Earthship's installation is not here this evening, so we're going to move that to a later date.
Move to a later date. Okay. So we're moving 5 and 6 to May 4th. We're pulling item 8 to a later date. Is that correct?
Item 8, we're just postponing that to a later date.
Okay, and then we're also postponing the Earthship presentation until the speaker can be here.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Thank you. So I'll turn it over to Chief Anaris for his announcement. You want to come up around this way, Chief? It's a tight room tonight.
Madam President, members of the board, appreciate the opportunity to come here tonight and talk once again about the second annual open house. And before we do that, I have no pride. I'm shameless, and I hope
Where's
you are
yours?
Also.
Where's yours?
Well, I forgot mine. Sorry.
You're speaking. Here you go.
You're the Madam President, though. All right. So South Bay Fire Department, before CDF's arrival, had several open houses. They weren't annual. They're every couple years. We've been trying to do them annually. This is our second annual. It's coming up on Saturday in just a couple of short days. It'll be at the Vaughn's Shopping Center off of Los Sosos Valley Road. We anticipate great weather. I looked at Channel 6 tonight, and Dave Hudvey says that we should have a little bit of wind, but not as windy as last year. If you remember last year, it was about 25 knots. A little bit cool temperatures, but it won't be raining, so that's great. What can you expect down there? We'll have a bunch of fire engines, your fire engines, some CDF fire engines. We'll be doing some firefighter and civilian rescue drills to show members of the public how we pull our own out as well as pull out civilians. And we'll have a wildland firefighting engine from CDF there. We'll be doing some wildland shows. We'll have a rope rescue. The thermal imaging cameras you viewed last week will be down there for the public to look at, as well as some other articles out of the trench rescue trailer that was purchased on the trench grant here not too long ago. CHP will be there. They believe they'll have the rollover car. If you haven't seen that yet, that's a wonderful, light and portable, and so we'll be doing demonstrations with that. Smokey Bear, Sparky will be down there for the kids. We'll have some balloons. We'll have coloring books. We'll be doing stop, drop, and roll exercises with the youngsters. We'll also be going over Edith. If you're not familiar with Edith, that's a new thing that's coming out there. It's exit drills in the home, showing kids how to come up with an exit strategy, where to meet, draw diagrams of their house. And it's a little homework assignment, and it's a very, very good program, actually. To cap all that off with the kids, we'll have the Fire Safety House, San Luis County Fire Chiefs Association Fire Safety House. If you haven't seen this, it's a miniature house. It's a two-story trailer. Everything is at about 3.5-4 foot tall, made for kids. There's a stove in there. There's a fireplace in there. A bedroom, a couple bedrooms actually, smoke alarms, and they get in, they talk about fire safety in the house, and sure enough, smoke comes out somewhere, the smoke alarm goes off, and then the kids are shown how to get out from the first floor, which is the most appropriate way to go, how to get out from the second floor if they have a second floor house. There's a rope ladder that they climb out and come down that way as well. So it's a really, really good thing for the kids. For the adults, got a couple of things for them planned as well. There'll be members from the Los Osos Community Emergency Response Team down there showing the citizens or fellow citizens what it is that they do and what they're looking for. So if people are interested in the CERT program, they can come down and get information on how to get involved or just to see what it's all about. The Emergency Services Committee will be there, or at least a good chunk of them. And what they're looking for is, as you're probably aware, we'll be setting a level of service document as part of the Cooperative Fire Agreement with CDF and Los Osos here in the next couple months. And so the Emergency Services Committee would like to do a couple of things. They'd like to meet the public, let the public meet them since they're newly reconstituted, and they'd like to talk to the public about their level of service they're receiving from Station 15 and what it is that we do and what it is the public wants from us and make sure that we're appropriate and what we're doing is appropriate for the community. So there'll be a couple little booths down there for them. And as we talked about last week, it's getting dangerously close to hazard abatement time, so we'll be down there answering hazard abatement questions and how we can make the process as painless as possible. I do have some handouts over there on the table, and we'll have plenty more Saturday morning. So Saturday, Vaughn's Shopping Center, 11 to 2, there will be a barbecue down there. I forgot that, so plenty of good food. Can we answer
great.
Any questions?
Thank you. Any questions? Hope to see you there. Sounds really good.
Thank you.
Oh, I had one. Would yes. you take a couple pictures for the website? And maybe you probably
absolutely.
Keep a scrapbook.
Absolutely.
But I'd like to put some on our website.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Thank you.
April 22,
Saturday.
Good job.
Great. Super. See you there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is Mr. Boykin here? Sam? Is he here to announce?
Madam President, I was just going to make an announcement. Mr. Boykin, on Monday, we had that was the deadline for signing up for cleanup days. But I just wanted to remind everyone that Sam and the rest of the staff involved with this have put a lot of effort into it, and he's still asking for volunteers. And, of course, cleanup day is this weekend. It's a big deal. It's a service that a lot of communities don't have. And if you can't get down there to volunteer, just drop by after you go to the open house for the fire department, and that'll really help them out, and I think they'd really appreciate it.
And the drop-off point for items is it on Fairchild Avenue? Does everyone know where that is? Fairchild Way, I should say, between Los Olivos and San Ynez Drives. So if you have, it's a dirt chunk of road, and that's where you drop off your items. If you aren't volunteering, but you want to have some disposal of your items. And call the office if you need any more details, and hope to see you this weekend. I know the board, all the board members are going to be volunteering there in town, and we look forward to meeting you and seeing you there and helping out. So thanks very much. Okay, we're going on to administrative and committee reports, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Blesky.
Madam President, I have no oral administrative reports this evening. However, we have my general manager's report describing the progress that we've made and the status of many projects we're working on is repeated in this evening's board package. Be more than happy to answer any questions that you may have, and as we get to consent public input.
For the benefit of the people watching at home, could you just do a brief summary of your written report, just really quick, the items that we're working on right now? I just want to make sure that people know that we are working steadily on many projects at this time, and it's important that we make sure that you know that, because we keep hearing that you may not know that, so we want to make sure that you know that we're working for you.
I think some of the things that we have, and we have the benefit of a lot of history to help us in how to deal with many of these things. And for those that have come before us and served on the board, it's had a real impact on how we've been able to successfully input a lot of these or implement some of the things we've done. The first thing we have is the project report update. As everyone knows, that's been following. And for those that don't, we have awarded that to Ripley Pacific, and they have commenced work. And we have a signed contract, and we're getting the financial arrangements to take care of that. And we have confirmed our funding to the nth dollar. The septic system management program, we've had a lot of input from some citizens on the septic system management program over the course of the last 2 or 3 months. And when if the board does bring in Situ on board, that will come into play and be very, very beneficial. We continue to do research on that, and when in Situ comes on, That effort will implement regional and state board mandate to have a septic system management plan. Goal of that plan is simply to make things better, and also to gather data to understand what's going on that can be used not only for a more focused approach, but also to help those that have been served with notification of proposed CDOs. The one that we announced last week, again, was our temporary mitigation of district-operated septic systems, and those three systems are subject of the ACL complaints by the Regional Water Quality Control Board. And as I announced last Thursday, the first time that anything's been done by the CSD or the county was done at the fire station, and that it may lend a solution to. The other intention we have to do is to evaluate a non-discharging system that's essentially a mini pond. It's used extensively outside of the state of California, but we do have permitted systems, the Earthship system, which we're planning to put in, and we have the funding for at the water yard. And if that proves out, then we have another technology that we've piloted. With In Situ, we'll be looking at the Vista de Oro and Bay Ridge Estates, and if the technology proves out, or there is technology that's applicable to that, to resolving the nitrate problem there, we can mitigate that site. We believe we can do it for a considerable less. We also realize that we will be working with the regional board, and those contacts have been made by a number of people to pave the way. Assessment district and bond-related activities. We have confirmed that $2.4 million worth of bonds were not, we still have the ability to sell those. However, staff will not recommend the sale of those bonds because we believe that we have enough cash at this time to get us through the essential tasks that we have to do. Just as a side note, we've completed all the street repairs of the wastewater project construction. Again, we brought that in at about $160,000 under the original budget. Affordability study. We met with finance on Monday, and we have concurrence with the finance committee that as to the scope of that project, it was refined somewhat, and we're going to be releasing that shortly. However, we have to do our final analysis on our funding for that before we let it out. We want to make sure that we're going to have adequate funds. On the following pages, we do have a summary from our contract specialists and claim specialist, WRA and Associates, on the status of all the construction claims. A couple of things have come up, and one is that Montgomery Watts and Harza now wants to sit down and talk to us. And they want to sit down because they're interested in dropping some of their lawsuits. And so we won't go into that. But they have, we're excited about it because they want to sit down and talk to us. That's a move in the right direction. It's been a good process. Monterey Mechanical, Bernard, you can read that in the board package and the others. And with that, I'll answer any questions that you might have.
Are there any questions from the board about the general manager's staff report? I think it's a well-written report, and the details are available. If you're in the audience, it's on the table. If you're at home, you can come to the office and pick one up to read. That'd be great. I have one announcement that's related to staff work, and that is about the April 28th meeting I forgot to make. So I just want to make that now. This, we are calling a meeting, a non-agendized meeting for all board members to attend the cease and desist order hearings on April 28th, Friday, 10 a.m., 10 p.m., probably 10 to 10. And we're asking all citizens to attend. These actions affect all of you. They affect your homes, your property, your rights. And we want to be there, and we want to represent you, but you need to be there, too, to represent your neighbors and help them out. We'll help you, too, but we'll put it on the website. We'll be there. We ask all citizens to be there, 10 a.m. The address is Aero Vista Drive. It's on the way to the airport off of Broad Street. It's a large white building on the corner of Aero Vista and Broad Street, Route 227, 10 a.m., the hearings will start. The CSD is a designated party, which means we are going to be calling witnesses and presenting a case along with some amount of the 45 individuals who have been charged. So it's really important, and I would really encourage everybody to show up. It's important to your community, and it's important to your rights and your rights as a property owner in Los Osos. Do you have anything to add, Mr. Blesky?
Not on the general manager report, but we do have, unless there's any questions the board may have.
Any questions from the board on the general manager's report? Okay, Mr. Busky? No.
The only other one that I have under written administrative reports is the status of the funds in the local agency investment fund bank account. We do have a report in the board package, but to brief that quickly, is that the local agency investment fund was a subject of investigation internally. As you'll recall, back in September, October, figures were given out that we only had $100,000 in monies from the bonds left in the accounts of the CSD. We have done an internal audit and confirmed with the LAIF that that is not the case. There was $801,000 left in the LAIF account, and that is all from bond sales. That's been confirmed. So there was more in the accounts than we initially had, thought we had. And we're continuing to investigate other accounts and confirm what they can and cannot be used for.
Great, thank you. Any questions from the board on the LAIF report? Local Agency Investment Fund, for those of you who hate acronyms like me. Okay, let's keep going. Mr. Blesky, we're going on to consent?
On reports on the consent calendar.
Oh, just that we're not doing committee reports tonight. We're going to do that at our regular meeting, which is now scheduled for May 4th.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, I'd like to make a re-announcement for those of you who just entered the room. We've pulled item B off the agenda. There will be no hearing tonight about the ordinance. We've pulled it, and we're not going to be discussing it at this time. And if it were to ever reappear on the board agenda, you're welcome to have your public comment at that time. We're not taking public comment on that item tonight. We're only going to be doing the public comment on the consent calendar and item A, which is about solid waste. Just want to make an announcement because the room's crowded because of the situation, but it will be clearing up at 8 p.m. I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that. And you can refer to the agenda packet, too. Mr. Blesky.
The two items that we have are a recommendation for in situ engineering for the septic management program and also for the extension of the WRA construction claim services. Those items were in your package, and if you have any questions on those, I'd be more than happy or to expand on those at the board's preference. Getting the ball rolling and getting the teams together from both sides and scheduling discussions, negotiations, and various actions.
Thank you. Any other questions on the contracts? Okay. Vice President?
Mr. Blesky, how much time do you think is needed to finish up their work?
We have 4 months, and as in the staff report and as per original direction from the board, and the amount remaining on the contract, I anticipate, because of events that have happened in the last 6 months, that that may go on for a while. However, the level of the intensity of their work or the amount of manpower they've been having to put to that effort should go down. So we may have, instead of having two folks on board, we'll have one. That's my estimate is if things keep going the way they are.
Can we get a monthly status report or
yes,
some kind of information so we know how the progress is going?
Yes, that's contained in my general manager's report at the end.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? Okay. We're ready for a public comment on the consent calendar and the reports. Who would like to speak first? Mr. Ricano?
Thank you, President Schicker. Check one. Thank you, President Schicker. Joey Ricano with the Ocean Outfall Group. First of all, I'd like to tell everybody that we've just got a great Earth Day present, as the State Lands Commission has passed a resolution that will soon outlaw single-pass cooling for power plants, and that's a giant step forward toward regionalization of water systems. And now it'll go to the Ocean Protection Committee. As far as the job that this CSD is doing now, I think that you're doing an awesome job, and the sincerest form of flattery is imitation. And now the community of Los Osos is actually getting active and starting to imitate you. And one of the ways is they're getting involved. And I got a letter here for Mr. Blesky from a Mr. Ramon Barada, who is asking for our help to fill in a hole that's near his home, and he says it's kind of dangerous. And this is some of the stuff that's been shaken loose just today. And so I promised him that we'd get together and we'd take care of it. And he says, "Dear Mr. Blesky, I live on Santa Ynez near Fairchild. The road is paved in front of Santa Ynez Garden Homes and Santa Ynez Condominiums, but not all the way to Fairchild. And this section of the road has been a problem for some time, but the potholes are getting worse. The increased heavy truck traffic is starting to crumble the areas of the road that are paved. Something needs to be done to prevent further deterioration of the road, and anything that you can do would be greatly appreciated. Sincerely, Ramon." And so I did want to say that although it might be a county thing, and please continue to represent us in such an excellent way. Thank you for this opportunity to address.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ricono. You know, Mr. Miller, I apologize. I forgot to ask if you had any announcements or any report to give to, before anybody else speaks up.
Madam President, I think the general manager did a good job, including my items in his report.
Okay.
I think
just
we're covered.
Check. Okay.
Thank
and
you.
You're here for questions if people have any.
Absolutely.
And as Mr. Ricono said, roads are the county, but we are getting questions. Okay. Who else would like to speak? We know the phone number. Ms. McPherson.
Good evening. Can you clarify before my time starts on what we're speaking on? Because I know I don't want to get off on a tangent on things that are not on the consent calendar. Or
we're speaking about the presentations from the fire department and cleanup days, the written reports by Mr. Blesky about the funds and all administrative matters, and the consent calendar.
Okay.
Of those reports, adopting minutes, in-situ engineering, and WRA contracts.
In-situ engineering. Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
and
great.
So those are the things up to page 3 of the agenda.
Okay.
Now we'll start your time.
Okay. Well, then I'll start with the first part, and that's about the fire station, the open house that's going to be happening. I just want to tell people that it's because of that rollover car that we have a 6-year-old that won't let us start the car without buckling our seatbelts. So I thank you for that. And then on the consent calendar, the in situ, we just mentioned in our committee meeting, I just wanted, this isn't a committee report, but that it might be wise to talk about the possibilities of having a technical advisory committee formed of the participating agencies, the ones that are going to have to sign off on this, and to have them up front at the very beginning. That process is very valuable, and I think that if each of those agencies sit in and see what you're doing and buy in at the beginning of your process and what you're doing, it will be successful. And then the other item, let's see, has to do with the Earthship. We're not going to hear that until later, but I would like to have a chance. Director Fouché mentioned that it might be valuable for us to have a chance to sit down with Mr. Milanis and the committee and talk about what it is going to achieve and learn a little bit more about it, because the committee hasn't taken a look at that. And we have time for that, and I appreciate that. And then just the last thing, somebody mentioned CDOs, and I'm not going to talk about them a whole lot, except that a memorandum of understanding, it does exist between the regional board. It's a law that it has to under the Clean Water Act and with the county. And it does say that a whole bunch of things, but basically the county is delegated. And beyond that, it says that final acceptance of any alternative systems shall rest with the county after consultation with the regional board staff. The importance of that, of course, is that if that's true, you know, the county will be involved in our CDOs. So I just want to give people some hope. We're going to have another meeting on Monday, kind of our dress rehearsal for Friday, and just encouraging people to learn more about who really is responsible for the CDOs, and see you guys on Monday. Thank you very much. You're doing a great job. I probably have another minute left, but I'll let you have that. Bye.
Okay, thanks.
Well, as possible to show up, we can show them, hopefully, that they do have our attention. The Tribune blog site There was a thing on there this weekend that said they are planning on coming out with 1,000 to 2,000 CDOs for the next wave. They have them ready to go. That means that one in five or two in every five homes in Los Osos in the prohibition zone will be hit in the next couple weeks up to that amount. So if we're convicted, chances are they're not going to be listening to very much to people who are coming in as one of 1,000 as opposed to one of 45. So show up next Friday, 10 a.m. at 895 Aero Vista Place in San Luis Obispo, and let them know that we want a sewer and that we are moving forward. Thank you.
Who else would like to speak? Anyone else like to speak on the consent calendar? Would anyone else like to speak on the consent calendar? I haven't seen anybody. I'm going to close it. I mean, I see a lot of people in the room, so seeing none, Mr. Fouché says. Okay, we're going to take a five-minute break. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Moylan. Okay, come on, quick. And rearrange the room.
Hi, my name is Bill Moylan. I live in the Prohibition Zone. And Mr. Barrow asked me if I would mention about the PZLDF just how much money we've collected so far. I believe, Al, it's about $11,250 so far, yeah. But that's just a drop in the bucket, and we haven't had any donations for a week or so. Let me get off that. I just want to say that I really believe in you guys, and I'm really glad that you are sitting there working hard for Los Osos. And I just want everybody to know that you guys are doing a tremendous job, and you are trying to do a solution for this community. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Moylan. Okay, Mr. Morganson?
Richard Morganson. I just have a couple quick questions. Because the attempt to borrow the money from the MTBE account, it was put off. Does that mean it's coming back or it's been put off for good? I'm just curious because that was serious discussion this week at two committees that was coming forward tonight. And I don't understand what's happened in the interim that money's not needed now unless it's just being put off a week. The other thing I wanted to comment on, I think Mr. Blesky has it wrong about Finance Committee approving the affordability study. I think he may have been talking about wastewater. I don't think there ever was, and he can correct that or correct me. I don't think it was part of any recommendation from Finance on Monday.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Blesky?
I'll check the minutes, but I know we had an impediment on some of the language, and that impediment was cleared for forwarding. But I'll check the minutes.
Okay, and the question about the MTBE fund?
I do, and what happens is
we found money in an account that, of course, somebody who was working on the accounts knew that was there and failed to say anything to anybody. They knew you needed money, the LAIF. The same person probably testified at a hearing. It's probably the same people that are also spreading rumors around that the district is going bankrupt and they don't have any money for these studies and stuff. Well, we do have money for these studies. I told Dan earlier, thank you, and the other person, I can't remember her name, for finding this money. And thank you for doing that because we need to do these studies. To continue on with the work that you guys, that I believe in. Don't get me wrong, I can be critical, but your vision is my vision. Just how you go about it. And I'm sure glad that they did find that $800,000+. There's probably more laying around that hasn't been accounted for. And I think this... and another thing, at the Finance Committee... There was a lot of discussion at the Wastewater Committee. There's a lot of discussion. People that are critical of the CSD or whether they have money or not or whether they're moving forward with the wastewater project, they need to come to these committee meetings. You'll find out a lot more at those committee meetings than you can by rumor or innuendo or just watching these CSD meetings. There's a lot of back and forth and stuff being fleshed out that doesn't come apparent at these meetings, but there, oh, I am surprised and a lot of time astounded by the ideas and the actual real information that comes out. No rumor, no innuendos. If you want to know about finances, come to the Finance Committee meetings. If you want to know about finances, go to the district office and ask. Ask for whatever you need to have, the reports on the different funds. You'll find out that all the funds for all the different services are in the black. That's a good thing. The CSD is operating in the black. And I want to thank you, too. I think you're doing a great job. Though I may be a little critical. So what? You need a little criticism once in a while. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dugan. Constructive criticism. Mr. Bleski.
I'd just like to thank the speaker for the comments. And, you know, he brought up a good point. The committees are really getting going. The committees are really getting going. And one thing from a staff perspective is we're gleaning a lot of history from anybody that walks into the door on these projects. And the discussions are robust. And there's for your staff, for your CSD staff, we've had to go back and evaluate stuff from a completely different perspective because of the information in incredible detail sometimes we receive from committees. I encourage everyone to show up. It may not be easy at times, but it makes it better.
Thank you. Mr. Cooper?
Hi. Bo Cooper. You know I love you guys. I appreciate staff. The affordability study is moving much too slowly. There seems to be some, where is it, what's happening? It's been important for months and months.
The community shows some strength and interest. I'd like to comment on the agenda item that is in the very beginning, before the administrative committee reports, it says presentations. That is a wonderful agenda item that you've been using. The last board did not use that approach, and it's a way of disseminating information. It's very effective, and I want to thank you for doing that, and I hope you keep having more presentations. You allowed Dr. Wickham to talk about Piranha last time, and a lot of details, and that was informative. Also, Todd and Cynthia Coleman have made a five-minute presentation. It's just a CD that we'd like to see go on Channel 20, and that CD just is a five-minute demonstration of installation of a Piranha. How simple, how quick and easy, and there's not any dialogue in it at all. It's just step by step. In situ engineering, I have a question. What criteria will they use in considering the three on-site systems that they are looking at? And that was a concern to me because I don't like to see scalable type technologies like Piranha being put in the background, because it's probably one of the cheapest there are out there. And that's in regard to the three sites that we've got ACLs on. The other one was WRA. I see Tom Hoeks. He's with WRA, and I see him around the office a lot. He's involved in the on-site a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit about what he's doing? I appreciate that, if that's possible. I see him around. I know he was at the installation of the Piranha last Thursday, the fire department. And John Arcuni accused the board of having no financial information outside after the comments this afternoon. He told me he just got back from Panama. He wasn't even here. He wrote that big criticism of you, and he wasn't even here. This is the kind of inflammatory comments against the board that are just inappropriate. It doesn't serve anybody. But it's mean-spirited and intended to be destructive rather than constructive. I told him he could go to the office and pick up those financial papers at any time, and I'm sure that's available. So that's all I have to say. Thank you. Could
thank
I get
you,
some
Mr.
answers
Miller.
For that,
yes,
please?
Yes, sir. Yes. Criteria on the on-site? Mr. Miller?
Madam President, in situ has been asked to identify at least three technologies for further review as part of their analysis of the ACL sites, Bay Ridge and Vista especially. And so we'll ask them to do a screening of available technologies, but only choose three for detailed review. And one of the things we might have is them choosing technologies that require more engineering input to put cost to those, but folks like Piranha may already be able to provide costs right up front that don't require much additional engineering input to develop. So that's a consideration. But basically, we'll have them screen available technologies, choose three that they feel comfortable with that can meet discharge limitations of 7 mg/L total nitrogen. And that's
specifications again. He worked for years with Bechtel, worked for GE on major projects, and also worked for Goodyear all over the world doing rubber plantations and from a construction perspective. His largest accomplishment, though, was the Canary Wharf rebuild in London, which was an 8-square-mile area that was, during the Blitz, had been burned to the ground. And in the, I believe it was the late 70s, early 80s, he was the project manager on resurrecting that portion of the city. And if you've ever been to that part, it's kind of, what is it, south of the Tower Bridge, that area, and there's a famous photograph of showing it burning during the Blitz. And he actually rebuilt that, a whole part of a city, 8 square miles. So, and he's got a lot of war stories, but again, don't, if you're with an insurance company, don't get him upset.
Okay, Mr. Sparks?
Joe Sparks, Los Osos. It was brought up on the fire department and the ACL sites. It would be good to know on that $6.6 million fine that was levied, what is the apportion between of that $6.6 million to Bay Ridge Estates, to Vista de Oro, and to the fire department? I'm not sure that the community is aware of that. On the general manager brought up the bond money, and as an assessment payer, one thing that hasn't been done, we've had a plant paid for, designed for out of that assessment money. The one thing that was not paid for is the one, I believe, is $1.2 million for water conservation. Any other funds for new design, I think you need to, or I would prefer that you engage the property owners for that. CDOs, I hope good luck for the people getting individual CDOs, although if I were an individual CDO resident, I would be, I don't know if I'd be happy about the CSD's representation that I'd be getting. Thank you.
Ms. Jervis, hi. Welcome.
Hi, I just want to respond to the Finance Committee. I'm one of your new members on the Finance Committee. And
could you, I'm sorry.
I'm Terry Travis. And
that's okay. I just need you to speak louder.
Okay,
I'm
one of the new
you.
Members on the Finance Committee. And as Mr. Dugan was saying, I think that you would find it really interesting, including Mr. Sparks, for some of the questions that he's asking right now. There are very few people from the public that show up at the Finance Committee meetings, maybe because we've had kind of a hard time getting started and knowing exactly when the date is. But I was shocked to see that the people that show up, they're not part of the committee, have really just as much input. They close it, they talk like you do, then they open it up to anybody that comes in to ask and really clarify a lot of questions. And the financial statements are all right there. I mean, they're kind of a mess from the past, but they are all right there. I mean, we're the ones that first saw that $801,000. So I really think if you do show up, maybe we can get where we know our meetings better. We're trying to jam the meetings ahead of your meetings, and so it's hard. But there is a lot of information, a lot of one-on-one you can ask is there, and you just need to show up and get involved with that. Thanks.
Thanks very much, and thanks for being on that committee, too. Okay, I'm closing public comment. I need a motion from the board to adopt consent. Oh, Julie, I'm sorry. Director Tacker has questions. I'm sorry.
I have some questions.
Sorry.
I was going to wait for the motion, and then we can discuss. But with regard to the in situ, Mr. Miller, task three, there's reference to the fire station, and with what
went on up there last week. I'm wondering if we can lower the amount of this deal with Insight U.
There. Madam President, we did note that as well, and I think in situ's involvement at that site would only be in assisting with assessing the performance of the system, providing that engineering oversight, and so I think they will have some effort there. But the vast majority of their effort was going to be on the larger systems. So I don't think at this time that an adjustment would be necessary, but they will help focus on that pilot test and provide the engineering support that's needed.
Okay. And then I did want to comment on the WRA extension or to fulfill that contract. And for me, the work that those gentlemen are doing, it's amazing. And I, when we first hired them, I called them the arson investigators because they are sifting through hundreds of thousands of pages of paper, and they're putting the pieces together, and they're going to show where money's been spent, and they're going to help us get through the tough times with all the contracts that we've been entered into and that are kind of hanging out there. So I think that's good work that's going on with those two gentlemen. Thank you.
Do you have any other questions at this time? Any other questions from the board? Okay, I'd like to entertain a motion for adopting the consent calendar. I move to adopt the consent calendar. Anybody want to second it? I move to adopt the consent calendar with items 5 and 6 being moved to May 4th, item 8 being pulled, and the EarthSure presentation being moved to a later date.
I'll second.
Could I have a roll call? Oh, any further discussion? Sorry. Okay.
Director Tacker.
Yes.
Vice President Fouché.
Yes.
Director Sasania.
Yes.
Director Sennett.
Yes.
President Schicker.
Yes. Okay, we've adopted the calendar. We're going to take a 5-minute break, and we're going to open up the room so you guys can sit down. And then we're going to only have item A, director's comments, agenda and scheduling left for the rest of the meeting. So just take a 5-minute to get some of the room open. Start the meeting. Okay, everybody. Okay, everybody. Got a little more room to stretch out. Feels a little better. It's pretty squeezed in there. So thanks for your patience. It was just overbooking on the room. And I was trying so hard to hear everybody. It got kind of loud there for a while. So, okay, Mr. Blesky, let's go on to item A.
Madam President, I'm going to just turn this over to our board, to Ms. Vega, and she's got all the information you need on this item.
Yes.
President Schicker and board, tonight we have scheduled the lien hearing for our delinquent solid waste accounts. Last December, I believe, the board first saw a list of accounts that we had been deemed at least 6 months delinquent and where the property owners had been noticed several times by Mission Country Disposal and had been sent a letter that there would be a hearing. At that meeting, your board authorized staff to schedule this hearing, and according to the district's ordinance or policy regarding setting of liens, we have posted the report that you have before you We have also sent individual letters to each of the affected property owners, noticing them of this hearing and of the amount due on their property. And as of April 17th, the list you have before you was current, and it represented, I believe, four people who did pay during the time between your December hearing and this hearing. However, late today, we did get one additional payment, so I would ask that if you approve the list before you, after, of course, taking public comment, that parcel 03855109 with an amount of $502.38 be removed from this final list because the party has paid in full.
Great. Thank you for that report. Is there any questions from the board at this time? We'd like to open it up to public comment. Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Director Sennett.
These are parcel numbers, and I would assume that the legal listed owner is actually the client of the waste pickup company, so that they're not a tenant that might have a name associated with this?
The ordinance and the policy of the district on solid waste and our agreement with our franchisee, Wishing Country Disposal, is that, as is the case with water bills also, if a client or an account happens to be in a tenant's name, the owner of the property is still held responsible for outstanding fees and services for that property. And the property owners themselves have been noticed on several occasions, but there was an outstanding balance due. Of these, I believe now we're down to 19 properties because of the one I'm removing tonight. Of those 19, 17 of those are owner-occupied residences. There were only two of these where the owner had a mailing address different from the service address.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, we'd like to open this up to public comment. If anyone would like to comment on this hearing, on this item about solid waste. Mrs. Cooper?
Hi, my name is Lacey Cooper. I just had a question. So this is to propose to put a lien on a people's property who don't pay their... What about something less drastic, like giving it to a collection agency or something like that? I'm kind of, seems like a lien is rather heavy-handed if there was any other way to do it. I mean, I'm kind of against liens on properties ever since all the sewer stuff, you know? It's like, you know, attach your house, and I hate to see it. I want the thing to be paid, but perhaps there's another, again, a collection agency, something like that. Thank you.
Mrs. Vega, do you have an answer for that? Or Mr. Blesky or Mrs. Vega?
The rules and procedures for collection of fees and charges like this are set by statute. So it's not an option for the district to proceed through a collection process. The process is as has been set forth. There are notices given. There are notices given again. There are notices given again. And then if there is not payment, then the property is liened. There's a period of time during which the lien is in effect. And ultimately, if the lien is not paid, then the property can be sold for the taxes by the governmental entity. But all of that is a statutory thing. It's not the district just doesn't have the flexibility to do what you would suggest. Make it the statute of the state of California.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the board at this time? Mr. Margetson?
Richard Margetson, just a quick question. This list of amounts delinquent, is that the amount that they owe for trash collection, or does it also include the recording fees for the liens and what you're anticipating for that? Can I get an answer to that first, because then I have a follow-up?
Okay. Mrs. Vega?
The district's policy and current ordinance does not have provisions for additional fees to record or to release the lien. It's only allowing us to actually lien the actual amount due. These delinquent amounts, however, do include finance charges incurred by Mission Country Disposal. But the district's current ordinance does not have a provision in it to include the fees and charges for recordation, which are not terribly expensive. It depends on the amount of the bill. But there is a charge for recordation and also for removal of the lien, because both of those have to go to the county clerk's office.
Then my follow-up is, then the cost of recording these, does that come out of the solid waste fund? And after what she just said, after what Karen just said, maybe the ordinance should be adjusted in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Mrs. Vega? Do you have a comment on that, or Mr. Lusk?
I just think that that would be a good recommendation. We're just following what we have right now. I also would think the board needs to know that although the ordinance and even the resolution before you has provisions in it where after a certain time, if the lien remains unpaid, the board has the authority to actually direct the amount to be put on the tax roll for collection. The previous boards had never taken that measure. We have the lien would remain on the property for a period of 10 years, I think is what the rule is, or the law regarding that. And over the last 2 years that we've actually done the lien process, we started doing it, I believe, at the end of 2003. We have had, I could give you more figures if I, but a good percentage of the ones we've leaned have been paid, because when people refinance or sell the property, they find that they must pay it in escrow or in order to be able to clear their title. So, you know, once in a while we'll get a request for, usually from a realtor or title company, and, you know, we will have the amount paid. And again, you know, it's just that standard amount. There's no interest that we're currently allowed to charge or additional fees for, you know, staff time or whatever. It's strictly the set amount as was put on the lien at the time.
This is kind of a, I really don't know, though. What happens to the service to the property?
By the county ordinance, they cannot cease to collect trash no matter how much you owe. It's not a it's a health and safety thing, so it's not an option for now. There, you know, we do have very limited numbers of waivers that people can request, but that's very few times do people do that. It's, you know, usually people are getting their trash picked up. It's not a matter of not using the service. So you know, but you have to understand, you know, of the, I don't know how many services and pickups that Mission Country does, but, you know, I'm figuring it's in the umpteen thousands of people in Los Osos. This is a pretty small amount of people that aren't current with their bills.
Yeah, seems like it. Thank you. Mr. Payne?
Good evening, I'm Bruce Payne, resident of Los Osos, staff, board staff and public at home and here. I'm wondering, does the notice go to the same person that receives the tax bill? Some owners are outside the area. It does. And it's what little bit of rental management I've done. The owner's always liable for any services, water, utilities, and trash is considered utility. So the owners should be aware of their tenants running up bills and be able to handle that. And that's about all. I just wondered if the owners were getting the notice. So thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Payne, yes, the mailing for the notice of hearing and the notice that Mission Country sends out telling them they're going to forward the bill to us is mailed to the owner of record according to the county tax assessor.
Hi, Bo Cooper again.
legally, I'm very naive, so I'm not really going to speak to the legal issue directly so much as I look at how much is owed from, there was 17 minus, so roughly 15 people, give or take. The total that they owe was $5,300, $5,388. It's relatively small potatoes, and I would think that it's just the cost of business to not get all the money that you're owed sometimes. I guess what I'm coming from is the idea of putting a lien on somebody's house is such a heavy thing to do that for a relatively piddling amount, I say it's the cost of business, and that's just the way it goes. I am being sensitive to the lien because of the CDOs also. So that's all I wanted to share. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments, Mrs. Biggs?
Well, the difficulty with not enforcing according to the law is that you are then making a gift of public funds to those individuals. So again, while it may be a cost of doing business that you're not always going to collect everything, as a governmental entity, you have a duty to the public to try to collect what you can.
Yeah, I do agree with Bo Cooper that it is somewhat of a piddling thing, but I do believe that it is a small potatoes, but I think the board should go ahead. I recommend, as a citizen, I recommend that you make the attempt to collect. And if the lien is the appropriate way, that's the way you do it. The cost of doing business, if a person owns a house, receives utilities, that's the cost of living. So it'd be appropriate. But you've mentioned that there are no penalties involved, and obviously, the rest of the ratepayers are necessarily paying for the cost of legal advice that the board is forced into by the lack of action on the behalf of these peoples. So I would urge you to both establish a lien process, but also to collect penalties so that there can be some recovery of the administrative burden that the very fact that this came up to the board today is a cost to the people of this community, to the other people of the community who pay whether on time or not. But I would also suggest that there'd be sensitivity to situations where a renter might have agreed to pay those bills and the homeowner was not made aware of this. So what is the shortest time period that the bills have been awry to arrive at this? I'm sorry. I would direct that through the board to the staff. But hopefully there is a reasonable way that you can collect these monies. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Perlman. Mrs. Vega?
All of the accounts are at a minimum of 6 months delinquent on Mission Country Disposal's records before they are even handed to us. And the way our policy and our ordinance is that August of every year is when Mission Country Disposal puts together the list of all the accounts that were at least 6 months delinquent as of that date. Normally, this would have come to your board in the fall of last year, but as we all know, you guys all had a lot of other things going on in the fall of last year. So that's why we are here doing this now. But, you know, it's all of this time, the list was 56 properties when it was first given to me last fall. So out of 56, just getting the ones that they got from Mission Country Disposal at that time allowed, you know, the majority of those 56, because we're now down to 19, to be paid. And so I think that, you know, the threat of knowing that something will happen does do something. And it's also true that Mission Country Disposal will work with people. If they agree to make some payments on it, they will accept that. But, you know, these are people that have they've heard nothing from and have received no payments from the ones that we have here. And except for the one person that did pay and the three or four more that paid in the last month or so, we have not received any phone calls or letters from any of these people to Mr. Blesky or myself.
Okay, thank you. Who else would like? Mr. Barrow?
Yes. I think the fund, I don't know if this is quite on target, but the fund was originally designed to make money for Los Osos, the fees and things like that. And, you know, as far as people being delinquent on their property, what they pay, that means somebody else has to pay it. It means it's not right for them to put their debt on us, and it should be collected.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else like to speak on this item? Anybody else would like to speak? Closing public comment. Okay, closing public comment and bringing it back to the board. Questions? Comments? Director Sassanian?
I just want to make sure I get this right. The lien's put on the property, but the county doesn't collect it the next time the tax rolls around. It just kind of sits there, and we hope that they'll respond.
That has been the policy. Now, if your board so directs or through Mr. Blesky, we have the ability, as the resolution states, that after, I think it's as of August of this year, if they still haven't paid after the lien. And by the way, when the lien is recorded, the county will also send them a notice that a lien has been placed on their property. So they'll get that notice too. But if there is no response and, you know, August comes around, we can direct, the district can direct the county to add this to the tax roll and collect it with whatever the next, you know, round comes on the county tax rolls. And I believe that the county still is charging $2 as their collection fee. So $2 of this amount, of course, we'd have to pay on top of that, too. And there's no provision for that to be included in our current ordinance.
Any other questions from the board? I just have one quick one. Approximately how much does it cost us to process this kind of work?
To record a lien? I'm trying to remember. It's so much per page at the county. I'd like to think it's maybe $10, $15. The form's filled out by staff, me, and Mr. Blesky signs it, and it's a notarized signature. And then I just take the forms to the county, and they charge so much per page to record the document. And, you know, it's I think it's probably under $20 per person to do the recordation. And then if we get paid and we release the lien, it's the same amount in reverse because the same paperwork has to be filed.
Okay, any other questions from the board? Do they have a motion?
I'll move that we confirm the report of the district secretary for unpaid solid waste collection charges and levying assessments and authorizing liens. Right? Adopt the resolution.
I have a second?
I'll second that.
Any further discussion from the board? Okay, Mrs. Vega.
Director Tacker?
Yes.
Vice President Fouché?
Yes.
Director Sassania?
Yes.
Director Sennett?
Yes.
President Schicker?
Yes. Thank you. Okay. The final part of our meeting is director's comments and announcements of meetings. So I'd like to see who would like to go first tonight. Anyone in particular want to go? Burning desire to speak? Vice President Fouché is going on vacation, so he wants finally. So, would you like to start? Or okay, do you have anything?
I don't have any specific comments to make other than, you know, for our home viewing audience, please pay attention to our signs that we have on our table. And as we always do, we like to ask the community to conserve water. Consider, think about it, about what you're doing when you're using water, and try to help our groundwater basin by not using it. So please conserve water. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Director Sassanian?
Along that line, there's a big sign right out here at the corner that says Save Los Osos, Save Water. Whoever put that up, thank you. I have a feeling that was just some community effort. Yeah.
You know?
That's cool. There's a lot going on now, a lot of meetings going on. We talked with LAFCO this morning. was it the National Estuary Program, comprehensive, the management plan workshop today anyway. A lot of activity, a lot going on, but I feel good about it all. I think we're moving positively. We're demonstrating that we do have an interest in cleaning up our water, and I thank you for hanging with us. Thank you.
Director Sennett?
Well, I've just come back from an illness for about over a week, and I lost my voice to the delight of my family. But I just want to emphasize and wish everybody best of health, and thanks for coming out tonight.
Thank you. Director Tiger?
All right. Look for your bear cub in your mailbox. It's been printed, and it's been mailed. So, again, thank you to our outreach committee for their all-volunteer effort to get this out to you. Really, I just wanted to make a few announcements. The sign that you mentioned on the fence at Tri-W was a donated gift to our community by Gail Smith Deegan. So you've seen her at some of our meetings, and that was a very, very nice effort. Thank you, Gail. Couple of things. We have a busy weekend ahead in Los Osos, starting, I think it's in the morning. The Garden Club is the Los Osos Garden Club, not the district's affiliation. They're having a plant sale at the Rexall parking lot. So I remembered getting a flyer. I thought I'd plug that because I actually want my husband to go down there. Then there's at 10 a.m. on Saturday, the 22nd. Remember, it's Earth Day, but it's also the grand opening of the El Moro Linear Parkway. So that's kind of exciting, too. That's a really nice first and only Class 1 bike lane in Los Osos. So go check that out. It's great for walking. And also on Saturday, from 11 to 2, is our Bonds parking lot. Hey, I'm not going to get many chances to wear this, all right? So come every Saturday. I could in my line of work, and no one would notice. thank you. Okay, so Saturday, the fire department's having their open house at the Vons parking lot, and I do want you all to attend, and that's from 11 to 2. And then all day Saturday and Sunday is our cleanup days. So we need volunteers, but we also need your trash. So bring your trash. That's the whole point. We're going to clean up the community. So, and again, that's at Fairchild Way between Santa Ynez and Los Olivos. And really, that's all I had for announcements, and I'll be done. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I have just a little bit I wanted to share with the community tonight. I want to start out by doing a quick run-through of the presentation I gave at LAFCO this morning for the television audience for you, and for you, too. It won't take too long, but I'd like to do it really quick, just so you know what we presented. The handouts that we brought to LAFCO are on the table tonight. We brought them some press releases. If you don't know who LAFCO is, it's the Local Agency Formation Commission. Oh, I gotta do show. Hang on a second. Hang on a sec. Okay, LAFCO is the organization that will be hearing about Los Osos and the dissolution, or not a lack of dissolution, in June 15th. We decided we wanted to go today and tell him a little bit about who we are. I talked to Mr. Hood on the phone once, and he said, honestly, the commissioners probably don't know who you are or what you do besides what they read in the papers. So we thought it would be good to show them some of our activities and some of our what we've been up to. So just a little, this is the show that I gave this morning during general public comment. Here's just a little bit of facts about the Los Osos CSD that you may or may not know. We're one of the largest CSDs in SLO County. We represent the largest population for any community services district in SLO County, approximately 15,000 people. Most CSDs represent 5,000 to 6,000 people, and we're 15,000. We're bigger than some cities. We're bigger than Morro Bay, Grover Beach, and even Arroyo Grande. So I just looked at the population tonight, and so we serve a large group of people in one variety or another. We're also one of the newest CSDs. A lot of CSDs have been around a lot longer than us, formed in the 70s. We were formed in 1998. We have some of the highest voter turnouts in most elections, and we have one of the largest volunteer participations right now through our committees, our ad hoc committees and our regular committees. We have 5 regular committees and 5 ad hoc committees. And that quote is from a letter from the county. Okay? This is our mission statement. Most of you have seen it. And it just explains what our purpose is, what services we provide, and how we shall respond to the meet the community's needs and desires. And the board shall encourage community participation in its decision-making and shall facilitate the interaction between the community and other agencies and levels of government, which we're trying to do. We are doing every day. We meet the needs of the community with excellence, and our services that are provided compared to other CSDs are critical and complex. The reason our CSD's services are more complex is because every other CSD in the county has a wastewater facility of some kind already. We're the only one that doesn't. We were the only one that was trying to do, that is doing this from scratch. So that's why we have extra duties. Here are some recent accomplishments that your board has done. We've, in the past year, lowered the cost and increased fire and emergency service levels with the help of communities and great citizen input, I might add. We've upgraded and replaced an aging water infrastructure, and that's in progress, 50% accomplished, with great activity from our staff and our volunteer committees. New wells and rehabilitation of existing wells is occurring. We're remediating the pollution at the ACL sites. Those are the sites that we were fined in January. And again, Mr. Blesky did say this, but we are the first CSD or county that has made any effort to remediate any sites for septic tanks in Los Osos. And we're proud of that, and we intend to do more of that. We've increased our recycling rates, green waste recycling, by 33%, and we've reduced the franchise fee to save you money. So your rates haven't gone up. We're including aggressive water conservation measures in everything we do. That's part of our wastewater project, aggressive water conservation measures and water recycling. And we're assisting citizens with water quality compliance in any way that we can. This is just a question about dissolution. These are the reasons that you can dissolve a district, and they are spelled out by law, and this is what LAFCO will be deciding and determining at the June 15th hearing. It's not a political process. It has to be a structural process, and that was discussed in detail this morning at the hearing. And they're in their investigative phase of research. We've provided them with CDs, DVDs, thousands of pages of documents that they're going through at this time, and we're in constant communication with them, making sure that they have everything they need. Political reasons are not grounds for dissolution. And debt reorganization must be exhausted before an agency is unable to function, and we're not there. Okay. It took a great effort of many citizens to form the CSD and get local control. We're not interested in throwing that away. All of you have been participating, and we're grateful for that, just as we've been participating. We believe in local control. We support it with our efforts and our time. And any county services would come at a higher cost. And most of us who have lived here long enough to know that the county didn't provide as much service as your CSDs have been providing. And I'm including both old and new in that statement. The CSD elected leaders work only for Los Osos. And just so you know, the fines and the cease and desist orders and all the things that are currently in process would not go away with a dissolution effort. The community, including all of us, really want to get past the past. I hope you notice we're not dwelling and blaming. We're trying very hard to just keep on talking about what we're doing for you, how we're serving the community. We've asked our opposing citizens who are not in agreement with how we're running things for mediation, structured negotiations, arbitration, and we've suggested leadership retreats. All of these things we still recommend, we still reach out, we'll continue to do so. And again, what we're trying to explain or what we're trying to accomplish is a holistic wastewater project, holistic wastewater program for our town, a sustainable one. We're trying to combine all of our water needs into one project, and we really believe that that's the way to go for our future. And so saltwater intrusion, groundwater recharge, recycling, all the things that we mention every week are going to be part of our project. It will assure that adequate treatment of all wastewater will occur in our community, and we recharge and reuse our wastewater so we don't throw it away and we don't need to pay for very, very, very expensive state water. That's our goal. It just needs to be stated so you know. Protects all the groundwater in our community. And the main thing and the main importance of what we're trying to do for our community is to provide all of you with a voice as well, all of us together. Every decision that we make in every area of government, not just the wastewater project, but every area, should go through a process such as this. We have an obligation to you to provide you with factual information, so that we can all make good decisions. We develop acceptable goals together. We use criteria to measure alternatives. We get public feedback to make sure that we're going through the process legally and providing you with as much public input as you can through committees and through these meetings. The committees are the voice of the people. That, like Mr. Dugan so eloquently put tonight, is where a lot of work is getting done, and that's where you get the details and the discussion, and you have time to discuss things. They're very helpful. I encourage you to attend. And facilitate consensus building and getting factual representation, constructive criticism from all sides. It's very healthy. We encourage it. We want it. Identify and listen to dissenting opinions is also very important. Okay? And in summary, this is it. This is what we gave to LAFCO, just showing them that we have televised meetings, three Thursday meetings a month, and committee meetings every week, one or another of the committees, and we're at Farmers Market for Outreach. And that's the end of the show there. So I just wanted to show you that. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What? We got an appreciated response after the break. You know, no questions. It was just during general public comment, and we kind of Director Sasania and I presented, and Mr. Blesky for the CSD, and the citizens came too, and a few citizens came and spoke as well. So that's where we're at on the LAFCO process. And then I just have a couple more comments, and then I'll say goodnight. Thank you to the Colemans and the Leals for the taping of the Piranha installation. I think that's wonderful. Let's get it on TV, and maybe we're going to look into streaming video on the website too. And thank you to Dr. Wickham last week, and I encourage all of you to watch the April 13th meeting and watch Dr. Wickham's presentation. I have a biology background, so he particularly interested me, but he had such good information, and he explained it so well about new technology and the way of the future, and where things are going. And it's so exciting. I just can't tell you. Just like when he compared a mainframe computer to a handheld. I mean, technology is increasing by the minute, and we need to take advantage of that. We're going to have a 21st century design, and we're going to be happy for it. With all of your input and help, we're going to have the greatest project for our town. And I'm so excited about that, and I appreciate his time coming here. Also, I want to thank the committees for all their work. You guys are just doing a wonderful job. You're helping so much. I want to thank the citizens for being here, and I particularly want to thank the staff tonight again for all the hard work, Mrs. Vega, Mr. Blesky, and Mrs. Biggs. And please thank everybody who's not here, because you guys are just working so hard. And I just think that thanks. Never, people always get complaints. We're getting, you know, complaints are easy to give, but thanks are needed as well. So I wanted to thank you for that, for your help and assistance. And I think that's it for me. So see you on April 28th at the Water Board meeting, and on May 4th for our next agenda meeting. Thank you and good night.